This is VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West for the 15th of February 2025. Now on with the show.
Hi everyone, this is Neil, VK6FNKS. On behalf of ACRM, Australian Citizen Radio Monitors, based in Capel, WA6271, we are looking for volunteers to man the Marine VHF radio 1 to 2 days a week to help Ray and Richard out with manning of the network under VH6 Fox Kilo Charlie. The frequencies and channels monitored in this area is channel 80 and channel 16, so mainly a dual watch monitor. You can also triple watch if you want, as channel 22 is also available in this area. Channel 80 and 22 are both repeaters. Duties will include maintaining a register of vessels logging on and off during the day, managing emergency pan and secure day calls, liaising with marine rescue personnel for at-sea rescues, liaising with water police for emergency, late or no log-offs, reporting of collisions, etc. There is a pack with all this info to help you along the way if you wish to help out. If anyone is interested, please call Ray between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. 7 days a week at ACRM, ACRM, on 97272451. Also, you can also call the mobile, which is also diverted to the base phone, which is 0466 724 233. Thank you very much from VK6FNKS.
Hello from the WAVHF Group Incorporated. Are there any amateurs out there with Dutch heritage or friends? This will interest you. Operations Manor and Chowhound. At the close of World War II, the Netherlands had been particularly hard hit by starvation. Lancaster bomber squadrons began to drop food relief packages as Operation Manor, in association with the American Operation Chowhound. The WAVHF group at Wireless Hill wants to commemorate this humanitarian food drop of 80 years ago. So this coming Anzac weekend, the 25th, 26th and 27th of April, use our special event call sign VK80MAN, that's Victor Kilo 80 Mike Alpha November. Worldwide, there are also GB80MAN and PH80MAN to listen out for. Look up those call signs on QRZ.com. There's some excellent information and pictures there. And for any more information, get in touch with Club Vice President Robert, VK6WHO, our champion for this event in VK. Those call signs again, VK80MAN, GB80MAN, and PH80MAN. Thank you for listening to this contribution from the WAVHF Group Incorporated.
On Tuesday afternoons and evenings, the 40 and 80 metre bands come alive with the sound of slow CW. Who would have thought that this ancient art, which some say was once such a dreaded part of the amateur licence test, would become so popular in these days of modern communications? The uncontrolled net is run in designated portions of the two bands to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment. Slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or to just enjoy the banter. The CQQRS net started in Western Australia 3 years ago and has been running every single Tuesday and has been unbelievably popular. The net runs from 3 p.m. until about 7 p.m. on 40 metres, then moves to 80 metres, and we've had up to 60 stations on air having a go. And who knows how many listeners are out there every Tuesday as well. So, the CQQRS net is on 40 metres between 0700 Zulu and 1100 Zulu, that is 3 p.m. until 7 p.m., and is held between 7020 and 7040 kHz. Then between 0900 Zulu and 1300 Zulu, which is 5 p.m. until 9 p.m, we're on between 3540 and 3570 kHz every Tuesday. There's no net control, so when you're ready to have a go, just find a quiet spot and start calling CQQRS at about 75% of the speed you can copy. Most stations will match your speed, so go slow until you're really comfortable with CW. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code, or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed. We'd love to have you join in. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So again, the net starts at 3 p.m. every Tuesday, above the DX segment on 40 metres between 7020 and 7040. Then, after 7 p.m, moves to 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz. There are usually stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our free weekly CQQRS RagChu newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via the email on qrz.com, or you can use our address, cqrsnet@gmail.com. That is cqrsnet@gmail.com, and I'll be pleased to have a chat.
First transistor transmitter on 2 metres. Recorded 10th of February 2025. Good morning, or whatever. This is Mac, VK6 Mike Mike. I was recently surprised when I discovered some of my old logbooks, which I thought I'd thrown out on a previous desperate decluttering exercise. So what, you may ask? Well, over the years, I've occasionally claimed to have had the first transistor transmitter contact on 2 metres, at least in WA, but have never been able to back it up with a definite date. But now I can. Back then, it was a licence condition that all contacts were logged and details of all experiments recorded. Not really relevant for this ramble, but stations were also checked by a radio branch inspector every year or so to make sure that your station was safe, you were not exceeding your licence power, and you had a satisfactory means of determining transmission frequency. For VHF, my crude letter lines were deemed to comply with the latter. Such illustrious signatures as D. Quinn and B. Field appear in my collection. However, back to the point. My logbook shows that on the 22nd of April 1960, while I was still VK6ZBQ, I was received by John, VK6ZAN. Initial contact had been made using my normal valve transmitter, and then we tried to see if he could receive my lash-up transistor oscillator, modulated by a dynamic microphone in series with the collector supply. The transistor used was the germanium PNP type OC170. I suspect there was more FM than AM, and that John used more slope detection than any of the AM present. Not surprisingly, readability was reported as poor. My logbook records the circuit used and the DC power input as 1.2 milliamps at 9 volts, that is about 10 milliwatts. The antenna used was not recorded, but it was either a corner reflector or a 12-element phased array, built to a design in the ARRL antenna book. The path was line of sight, or very close to it, over the river from Netherlands to Como. Mr. Google asserts the distance to be 5.48 kilometres as the blow flies. Does anyone know of any counterclaim? That date again, 22nd of April 1960.
This is News West.
your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750 or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. Recently, I built a first attempt at a noise-cancelling circuit on my couch in GNU Radio, without holding a soldering iron and running the risk of the room smelling like burnt chicken, because if you believe the internet, sometimes holding a hot piece of metal by the hot end is not the best way. The idea behind the circuit, or more accurately, flow graph, is that you take a signal from two sources, invert one, combine them, and then they cancel each other out. If the signal with the noise only contains noise, then you can, at least theoretically, remove the noise from the actual signal. Before you think that I'm inventing something new, I'm not. I'm merely attempting to recreate the same notion I came across decades ago, where you combine the signal from two microphones, preferably identical, reversing the wiring in one and talking into a microphone whilst holding the other one away from your mouth. I did essentially the same thing using two RF signals from two RTL SDR dongles. Randall, Victor Kilo 6 Whiskey Romeo, pointed out that, aside from misusing the word mix, which in electronics really means multiply, but in audio means combine, Randall suggested I use add and subtract. I'm still working out how best to name things, because we're talking about audio and RF, sometimes at the same time. Perhaps that's where I went wrong. I'm currently using combine as my technology neutral word, but I'm happy to take suggestions. All that was the sideshow, because as Randall points out, doing this in RF is much harder than in audio. This is already something I knew. At the time, I didn't really know how to get two different but the same sources of audio to experiment with, so I started in the deep end at the RTL SDR dongle side. Now, armed with the encouragement from Randall, I built a horrible thing, which is easy when you just drag and drop blocks on a screen. I built two independent FM decoders that use the exact same parameters, so they're tuned to the same frequency. They're amplified and tweaked identically. The only difference is that they each decode a different dongle. I then piped each of those into my magic noise-cancelling circuit and tried again. Aside from dealing with hardware restrictions causing things like buffer under and overrun, that's when the computer isn't processing all your samples or is getting ahead of itself and is running out of samples, I can make audio come out of the speaker in my computer. I can prove that there are two signals by setting the amplification of either to zero and still get sound from the other source. However, noise cancelling, no matter what I tried, didn't work. Then I decided to simplify. Rather than trying to cancel out The Heat Is On, word of honour, I'm not making that up, that's the song that was playing, I went back to basics, starting with a tone. I fed the same tone into the noise-cancelling block twice, once as signal, once as noise. Magic, the cancelling works. I also learned that changing the frequency of the noise and changing it back gets you into all kinds of problems, and even if you send the same tone, one shifted in phase by a known amount, getting the two to cancel each other out is non-trivial. You might think that this was all a complete waste of time, and if you're just driving past, it looks like a swollen electrolytic capacitor about to burst your bubble, but it's not that bad. Here's what I learned from this little adventure. I can make hierarchical blocks out of flow graphs. This is important because at some point, all the functionality associated with Bald Yak will likely end up being implemented like this. I also learned that such a block can contain user interface elements, which means that we can build blocks that know how to do stuff and tweak how they operate without having to build a user interface every time we use such a block. I learned that we can implement an idea that would be hard using physical components and test it really quickly. In this case, my available time was the limiting factor, not the testing. If I'd done this with components, I'd still be trying to figure out where to get them from, let alone turn up the heat. Another bonus is that I didn't spend a single dime and I can dispose of it with the click of a button, rather than trying to figure out how to recycle components and circuit boards. I also learned that the idea as I built it doesn't work quite as I expected, and that things that I didn't anticipate, like changing the frequency, buffer under and overruns, impacted my efforts in unexpected ways. There's a delay between making a change on the user interface and the effect becoming audible. And I learned that I can make a dongle work on my computer and that installing GNU Radio is a challenge at the best of times. In other words, even though I'm unlikely to use the noise-cancelling efforts in their current form, there was plenty I learned from the experience. From my perspective, this was a success. What have you experimented with and learned? On a completely unrelated matter, long overdue and music to the ears of some, can you spell SKCC, I finally put all the Morse code versions of my podcast on a thumb drive and plugged it into my car. During the week, I've managed to listen to about 2 hours of Morse. While I don't know most of the letters of the alphabet, I can still detect letter and word boundaries. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo, 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.
Hi folks, Bob, VK6PAP here. It's been a while since I contributed anything for News West. I have loads of excuses. Moving house, house sitting, medical episodes, leaving Gidgegun up on our migration to Albany with a minor traffic bingle on the way, more medical episodes and house hunting, but they're nice excuses, I guess. But here I am, almost intact and ready to go. Firstly, did you get around to reading the January-February edition of the QTC magazine? It's a good read, if I do say so myself. Not that I have much to do with the content, however. I do the desktop publishing and layout. I can tell you I was puffing all the way up the learning curve with desktop publishing. So what's in QTC this time around? There's an account of Antennapalooza, which was an event that ran in Victoria last month, and that's supported by RASA. And the name of the event says it all, Antennapalooza. And this year the main project was a curtain array for 20 metres. The array had 6 elements to it, that's 6 folded dipoles with reflectors behind, all coupled together. An interesting read. There's an article based on a blog by Nick Gatto titled, We Need More Butchers. Read the article and see what you think. In fact, you can send your thoughts and opinions to RASA. The email address is info@vkradioamateurs.org. And there's a considered response by the RASA president, Paul, VK2APA, to claims on an Australian amateur radio news broadcast that implied amateur radio is under siege for the spectrum. And RASA also announced the 2025 DX contest. We'll have more on that later. QTC is a publication of the Radio Amateur Society of Australia. It's completely electronic. You can view it as a flip the pages on the screen version or download a PDF. And it's free to everyone. And we know everyone reads it. Visit the RASA website, vkradioamateurs.org, to see QTC magazine.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Hi, I'm Steve, VK6SJ, with this week's episode of Did You Know? I thought this week we might have a quick look at ham and mainstream communication suppliers in WA. Not just shops where you can buy stuff for your weekend project, but also to highlight some high-class manufacturers based in WA who support our hobbies in ways that not everyone appreciates. So who do we have here in WA? Anyone who's been in the hobby for 30-plus years will remember the Tet Mtron brand. It was synonymous with tri-band Yagis and amplifiers, plus great quality tuners and other things you needed in your shack. While many of these products are no longer made by Mtron, Tet Mtron moved to WA from Victoria about 15 years ago, and after a brief stint in Perth, moved to the coastal fishing town of Dongara, where Mark, the owner of Tet Mtron, still makes great quality antennas, antenna components, balons of all types and power ratings, and components such as coax connectors and lightning arresters. While most antenna manufacturers in Australia only sell assembled antennas, Tet Mtron sells separately every component to build your own antenna, or you can buy a complete one in kit form. that has proven very popular in WA as well as around the country. Mark appears in more ham fests around the country than any other ham supplier, bar none. Mark, along with the rest of the suppliers to our hobby in WA, donates heavily to most, if not all, clubs here with vouchers and products. Another manufacturer in Perth that gets less recognition than they deserved is Bushcom. Bushcom, as well as the ham-specific brand Horizon, make great products for both the ham and commercial HF sector. They make a great selection of wire antennas, well suited for the lower bands, that also work well in the high bands. And there are a lot of newer hams in Perth whose first antenna has come from Bushcom's factory in Bayswater. On top of that, though, they also make Baylands, mobile HF antennas, and also open to making the odd special as well. The faces of Bushcom, Graham and Steve, are also often seen at ham events in WA, and also sells many of their products to DX Engineering, one of the world's largest ham sales organisations. They have some great boutique products such as magnetic loops and steerable dipoles for 40 metres. Who remembers the Turlin brand beginning who knows when? I'm only 59, so I don't remember them starting. They made the iconic Outbacker and Ham Outbacker mobile tapped whips that were the go-to antenna before auto antenna tuners became a thing. This was also a WA brand that enjoyed global exposure and was based in Perth. Terry, also a well-known member of our Perth ham community, is the owner and still makes the odd shipment of product for his most loyal customers, including major international ham brands. In the regional areas of WA, we also have some great businesses supporting the hobby. In Albany, there's Leading Edge, who is a registered ICOM ham dealer and active ham, John, VK6KJ. And in Geraldton, there's also another ICOM dealership run by Greg, VK6 Fox Golf. In Perth, many of the mainstream communications businesses have supported our hobby in less public ways. A friend of mine who's busily building interest in ham radio and the scouting movement tells me that Radlink repaired his long out of warranty repeater recently, and I keep hearing of Steve at Digital Radio Systems in Canning Vale donating all sorts of stuff to various ham groups, including a couple of solar batteries to WAG a few years back. In the past, Perth has had a very special place in the communications industry. One of the two largest commercial HF manufacturers, Barrett, is based in Perth and now owned by the largest radio manufacturer in the world. Who hasn't seen a KL or KX repeater in repeater sites across the country? Many a ham in Perth has worked for the manufacturer dating back to the late 80s and has a soft spot for these rigs. A similar radio, but much updated, is still manufactured in Perth by Spectra Engineering, the owner of which is often seen at hamfests in Perth. I was presenting a design package to LA County for a data radio system about 12 years ago when Motorola presented their paging system using the MX800 from Spectra Engineering here in Perth. I was representing a Sydney-based company, but I couldn't help speaking up that it was a great Perth-made product. Other hams in Perth are not only working in iconic Perth comms companies in niche areas, but one Perth-based ham in particular has been central in bringing software-defined radios into the mainstream ham sector. That's Phil, VK6APH, and he has lectured on the subject all around the world, including Perth. Another emerging business in our sector is NetWest. While they're predominantly an IoT business, they are the technical muscle behind the Austravel commercial HF network, of which many hams are also a member of. NetWest also repair ham rigs, and I think the only business doing that here. They do a very professional job of that, by the way. Some of you probably know that I also run a ham business. I don't want this to be a blatant self-serving plug, so I won't harp on long. The business is called ComTech Radio and is only online with a warehouse in Canberra. We are the Australian distributor for Flex Radio as well as a number of other well-known brands such as BHI, Hustler, Avair and Radio Sport. Google us and you can find out more. For a city of 1.5 million, we are well and truly overrepresented in the communications industry, in my opinion. Other iconic brands in the past that have manufactured radios and accessories include Wayalke Electronics, Orcom, and Perth Communications, who made a small HF mobile radio in the 70s and 80s right here in Perth. So, support your local businesses in Perth who support your hobby. Look at who keeps turning up to all of the ham events, or at least donating to them. The hobby would be poorer for their departure. Support them. Supporting them assists to make sure that they don't depart and that they are all great value anyway, so you aren't paying a premium to support them. Well, thanks for listening again. This is Steve, VK6SJ, with another episode of Did You Know? And if you'd like a text copy of this or other articles, they'll be posted to my blog page at comtechradio.com.au about 2 weeks after it's gone to air.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
The RASA DX contest for 2025 is underway. The objective of this contest is to encourage greater participation and activity on the medium frequency, high frequency and 6 metre bands. The contest is deliberately designed as a long form event, as many amateurs are unavailable for the more traditional contests held on weekends. It also provides the opportunity for those who like to operate in a more relaxed fashion to still take part in a national contest. This also allows amateurs the opportunity to use their 2x1 contest call signs, a great way to attract the interest of international stations. And this year we've introduced Club Log for scoring. All participants must be members of RASA and must upload their logs to Club Log. And once you have an account with Club Log, you can click on the settings menu item and from there add clubs. Choose RASA from the pull-down menu. Your application will be sent to RASA administration for approval. If you need assistance, send us an email, info@vkradioamateurs.org. There are participation prizes for this contest. Everyone has a chance to win one of these. Just submit an eligible log. Visit the RASA website, vkradioamateurs.org, for more information. I'm Bob, VK6POP.
Good morning, listeners and fellow amateurs. This is Roy, VK6X-Ray Victor. This week's helpline, the 16th of February 2025, and there's a cyclone up north. I hope you're faring okay if you're listening up there, or if you're driving up north, be aware there's a cyclone level 5 up there at the moment, and it's blowing its little heart out, so I hope you're not in the middle of that. VK6X-Ray Victor. And on the disposals front, we have for you today from Tony, VK6-Charlie Victor, an IC7300 ICOM HF transceiver as new condition, $1,200 for that unit. It's an ICOM IC7300 HF transceiver, 6 metre and HF, all new condition, $1,200 asking price. Telephone number for Tony, VK6-Charlie Victor, is 0419-961-399 and 0419-961-399. We have from Chris another IC7300 HF 6 metre transceiver. This one has a speaker, an SP38 external speaker, approximately 1 year old, as in new condition, with box and manual. $1,250 from Chris, VK6, India, Oscar, November. His phone number, 0404-800-446. Again, that's 0404-800-446. From David, VK6 Papa Yankee November. He's still seeking a Android tablet, a tablet computer, 1.5 gigabyte of RAM. If you're separate to your wishes, or you'd like to donate it to David, he's needs it for a particular app to do with his business dealings and amateur radio stuff. He's called signed VK6 Papa Yankee November, or VMD 6084. His phone number, more importantly, 0450-031-452. That's for a Android tablet 6 or higher, with 1.5 gigabyte of RAM. And you may call him again, that phone number 0450 031 452, and that I think is all I have for this week. And thank you once again for listening. And if you have any items for next week, the email address for me to send your request in to me is vk6xv@bigpond.com. That's vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. 7-3 till next week.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWest Weekly Podcast -Kilo Zulu 7 Yankee Charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.